Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is bringing learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Afan Jeziva Gahagon, B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing what happens as Am Yisrael is preparing for war against our enemies. The Mishnah tells us by quoting a pasuk, V'yasva Shaitim Madar La'am, and the Shaitim added on to speak to the nation, V'amru, and they said, Mio Isha Yari V'rachal Levav Yelch V'yashav L'beisai, who over here is afraid and has a soft heart, he should go and return home. So Rabbi Kiva explains, Hayari V'rachal Levav, Kimashma, it's exactly as it sounds. She'ina Yachalam B'kishal Muhammad V'leris Cherav Shlufa. He's not able to stand in battle formation and see an outstretched sword of the enemy. It's too much for him. He's just not going to be able to handle it. So he should go back home. Now, Rav Yosef Gliliam, he tells us, this is a fellow who's afraid of the averus that he has. And Lafika Chatosel Atarius Kol Elu. That's why the Torah was Taila, all of these other people, Shiyachzer Beglalon, that he should go back because of them. Meaning, we had mentioned all these people, a fellow built a house, or he got married, or he had a vineyard. So those people are allowed to go back. And really, the only reason why they're allowed to go back is to cover for this fellow who has these averus that he's afraid of, so he could slip out among them, and people aren't going to realize that he's afraid of his averus. They're going to think that's because for one of these other reasons. Now, Rabbi Yossi clarifies, and he says, if any of these marriages took place, and they were over in Isra Da'iraisa, that's whom we're referring to when we say, it has to be somebody who's over Da'iraisa, that he's afraid because of that, so he goes back, but not somebody who's over Da'rabanan, he's not included in this patur, and he has to stay. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, the pasuk tells us, it was when the Shaitrim finished speaking to the nation, and the Sarut Tzvais, the officers of the legions, basically the heads, maybe we would call them the generals or the colonels, whatever rank you want to give them, they stood at the head of the nation, meaning they stood at the front of the troops. And now the Mishnah is telling us, people were also installed at the back of the troops. There were people who were called Zakifin. They were stood in the front. Zakifin is the Lashon of Lizkaif, to stand up straight. And this is for people who stumbled and fell in battle. These people who were designated Zakifin, they would help them stand up so they could continue fighting. Macher, Macherehem, and there's other people behind. Who are these people that were stationed in the back? They had iron axes, V'chol Mavakish Lachsar, anyone who wanted to turn and run away from the war, Harshus B'yadei L'kapech HaShaykov, this guy who was standing in the back, he has the Rishos to chop the guy's legs off. Why is that? Shetchilas Nisa Nefila, because running away causes falling. It's when people start fleeing the battlefield, that's when the enemy gains the upper hand and they're able to inflict real damage. Remember the pasuk in Shmuel says, Nas Yisrael fnei plishtim, the Bnei Yisrael ran away from the plishtim, and what happened afterwards? V'gam magefa gedol ha'isa ba'am. There's also a great magefa, great plague against the nation. And Ulanu Aymer, later on in Shmuel, it also says, V'yinusu anshe Yisrael bnei plishtim, and the men of Yisrael ran away from the plishtim, V'yiplu chalalim v'gaymer, and many chalalim and many corpses fell. So we see that we start falling when we run away, and that's why we don't want to allow anyone to run, so the enemy could see that we're strong, and that's why there are people stationed in the back, ensuring that no one ran away. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zion, the last mission discussing us going out to war, and on to Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, discussing Egla Rufa. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.